Welcome back, everybody, to the Behavior Source. We are ramping up for winter break and the holidays with some exciting strategies and tips and tricks for you. Hopefully they are helpful. They are helpful to us and with our families. So we hope that they are helpful to you as well. Last time we talked about creating a plan and planning ahead. And we talked about having realistic expectations. So this time we're going to talk about what do we do with those expectations? So we have a plan. We have our realistic expectations. What do we do next? We need to practice our expectations and our plan. Because the worst thing to happen is I say, okay, I expect you to take turns when we are opening presents. And then I didn't practice those things. And then my child does not have the needed skill set in order to perform this task. And then we have a giant meltdown, super giant meltdown. So one of the best things you can do to prepare for unfamiliar situations and social things is to practice. And role play is really what we do the most at my house. I don't know, Aubrey, if you guys do something different at your house, but we do a lot of role play to prepare my child for what is expected of her. Because in our house, we are a lot more casual. She may speak in a way in our house that is not so acceptable in the house of her grandparents. So we have to prepare her ahead of time for what's expected. Saying, I mean, we say please and thank you, and she has a lot of great manners. But we talk about, what are you going to do if somebody gives you a present that you already have? What if somebody already gives you Dentist Barbie, but you've got Dentist Barbie at home? Are you going to say, well, I've already got Dentist Barbie? She's real honest.
Can I just say, Julie knows nothing about this, and she doesn't know what I'm about to say right now, but that exact thing happened to me, and it was like Dentist Barbie.
Was it really?
Yes, and I got one for my birthday, and I got one for a Christmas, or maybe two people gave it to me for Christmas. I don't know, but I already had it, and I was like super excited to get it, so I think that's why I got it again, and I had to like, you know, fake it till I made it, and I just was like, oh my gosh, I love this.
Thank I love you that you so actually faked it. Like, you were good and you were like, thank you. I thought it was going to be, I was really blunt and told them.
No, my mom, like I said, she had us role play that, I'm pretty sure.
I remember being in the car, and my grandparents lived about 45 minutes from us. So in the car, I remember my dad drilling us every holiday. What are you going to do if you get X, Y, and Z? You know, TJ, that's my brother. TJ, you've got a toy train set at home. What are you going to do if somebody gives you another one? You know, and we had to practice to his satisfaction that we would not embarrass him in front of his family, you know. But it was really useful. That's one of the most vivid memories I have of holidays as a child, is my dad drilling us in the car on the way there to say, like, what are you going to do? And I do it now with my kid. And I say, what are you going to do if X, Y, and Z happens? And we practice appropriate greetings that are not hugs. So if she doesn't want hugs, you know, you can do a fist bump. We practice high fives. We practice waving, all these things that are appropriate. You know, with clients or with students, we might practice giving a card, like a hello greeting card or something like that, so that they, if they can't communicate verbally, they can wave, they can give a communication card or a communication a visual icon or hitting the button on their device. How do we practice those skills that are going to be really useful during those holiday times? You know, being excused from the table. I do not make my child ask to be excused from the table, but my mother certainly does. So if she doesn't ask to be excused from the table, my mother might be like, are you going to ask to be excused? And my kid's going to be real confused about what that means. So I have to prepare her. This is what happens when we leave the table at a fancy dinner. We say, may I be excused, please? You know, so I just like to make sure she knows what to expect. And then I really make her practice. And those social skills, those coping skills too. I know, Aubrey, we've talked about this before with some of our kiddos and our students and our clients, and practicing those appropriate coping skills, because this is the time that they will have to use them. This, if it was going to happen anytime, it'll be this time, because holidays with family are very overwhelming.
Speaking from experience.
Yes. We know. We've been there. So practice, practice, practice. It's very important.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you were talking, Julie, about how it's different at your mom's house. And I think just letting your child know that different people expect different things and that's okay. And like, you know, you've talked about setting boundaries and kind of morphing those things together. So while some things are okay, like excusing from the table, maybe hugs aren't okay with me. So, you know, that's when I'm going to advocate for myself versus, you know, just understanding that people have those different expectations and that that might be asked of you or expected of you and how to respond to those things. Cause I think even like growing up, I had a lot of anxiety and I didn't like a lot of attention on myself when it came to like being in a group of, even with my family that I was close with, like extended family. Mm-hmm. But if somebody was to tell me like, you know, are you going to excuse yourself? Or I could see myself not knowing what that meant or what the expectation was when that was said or asked. And so I can just already feel myself thinking of my younger self, like turning red and feeling flushed and just really antsy. And I mean, at that time I had the coping skills to kind of like calm myself down a little bit, even when I was getting, you know, that heightened anxiety. But I just can see myself being like, what does that mean? What are they wanting me to do? You know, if that's something that wasn't in, you know, the norm for my family.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so easy for, as adults, we're so stressed too. And it's really easy to lose patience in kids and in our family members because they're not meeting our expectations. But did we communicate our expectations clearly? Did we practice them? And it's really a difficult situation because everybody's, on top of that, everyone has a different culture, a different family culture, and you may have different family traditions than, you know, than these other people that you're visiting. And so it's just really important to prepare and practice beforehand so that you are aware and you don't want to offend anyone either. That's not good. So that's, you know, the end of this mini episode. Stay tuned for our next one where Aubrey is going to talk about breaking things down and how do we take these large tasks that are somewhat daunting and breaking them down into smaller pieces. So we will see you guys next time.
Thanks for joining. Be well and be the change. Well, until next time, be well and be the change.
Thanks, guys.